head, put it on real tight. I hope you brought your best tonight. They say they got the fireworks, yeah, they say they got the show. Here around the chutes, you're the best, so let's go.
This is Texas Toast. I'm your host, Miss Helen. Kick back and enjoy as we toast the best from Texas.
Welcome back, everyone. It's Texas on Tap with Miss Helen, along with producer Kyle. Hey, Kyle, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. It's like I told you, it's like Grand Central Station around here. But I've got so much going on, but we've got some great tunes to talk about and a look at the charts during our time on Texas on Tap today.
Yeah, no, it's nice. This is kind of like a good little grounding point in the middle of the week every week for me. We get to just hang out and talk about music and kind of step away from all the madness of reality.
I know, for sure. I always like my time with Kyle. We like our visits. Yes.
Yep. Well, lots of stuff to talk about. So do you want to start off? You want me to go first?
Yeah, I'll go ahead. So Matt Castillo has a new single, and I think the whole title says it all because he's a cowboy, you know, and Matt's a South Texas boy. And it's just basically, it's one of those good old cowboy songs. It's got a great sound. Matt's voice is amazing, as always. So that's a great one to check out.
And real proud for Matt. You know, we've covered Matt a lot on this show, and it's really good to see him getting some life out of this, you know, newest release that he put out earlier this year. We had him on the show, he talked about how the river flows and his whole vision for the next project and all that stuff. So it's cool that he's still, you know, kicking these songs around, building some more hype for what's coming next.
Yes. And he's such a hard worker and he's so dedicated to his music and his tours and just his whole profession. And I love Matt to death. So way to go. That's a good one. 'Cause he's a cowboy.
Mm-hmm.
Solid song. Solid. And then girls, a really good one to check out is Morgan Ashley. She has a new single and she actually wrote this based on a true story about a guy who cheated on her. It's called Girl FYI. And it's a song she wrote on her own after healing through a breakup. The guy had been cheating on her along with another girl she didn't know existed until afterwards. But it's a whole story. It's just a great song and it's a great girl song. So Girl FYI from Morgan Ashley. But my pick of the week this week, going into the tap room, open it up and give me the best beer you got around, because the Teague Brothers have a new song called I Found Trouble. It's just a great Texas song, a great story, and the sound is just, I would love
to. Don't spoil it. Let's listen to it.
Okay. This is Teague Brothers, I Found Trouble.
It's no wonder you caught my eye, you Teague girl. Front of the line, I'm no fool to be fooled. And I'm a clown, not sure how, not sure why. You flirting with the living dead. I'm a 5 a.m. workday, money comes someday. I'm just gonna slow you down. But I'll do things to change your mind. Skip jump bounds, I'm a fumble. I'm telling you, I'll be better this time. I found you, I found trouble. Said I'm poor. College ain't cheap and he seems pissed. I got the girl, he got the bills. And some say things don't last anymore. I say we're doing just fine. I'm chasing you until my feet get sore. Cooking and cleaning, making it shine. 'Cause I'll do things to change your mind. Skip, jump, and bounce off a fumble. I'm telling you I'll be better this time. I found you.
See, I'm telling you, isn't it awesome? Teague Brothers, I Found Trouble. That's their new single. I'm in love with that song. That's my pick of the week.
Yeah, beautiful song from those guys. Nothing new from John. Great lyricism. Mm-hmm. One thing that stood out to me in this song is the guitar solo. I'm not sure who was playing guitar on that tune, but they were shredding for like a minute and a half. So that was really cool. I think you hit all the points, though. Just another great song from Teague Brothers.
I just love the whole story on it. It just held my attention, not only with the musicality in it and the sound, but the whole lyrics just held my attention. And it's added to my playlist, and I absolutely love it. Way to go, Teague Brothers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's got a cool way of ending his hooks. Like, choruses kind of generally follow a pattern, you know, and every now and then there's that songwriter who just finds this interesting way to do it that's not to the book, and it's real satisfying.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to stay in the tap room here for a minute, and I'm going to let you guys hear this new song from one of our favorites that we learned about earlier this year called The Western Express. This is Last Apology.
We were dancing in the kitchen to them old sad country songs. We didn't mind the people watching. We didn't care who was around. And as we spun across the tile, long into the daylight, no one could have known that we were hours from goodbye. So can we go back? It's nothing new, nothing you ain't heard before. But I damn sure wish I'd listened to the words that I ignored. 'Cause you showed me how to love you, and now you're saying to let go. As you're flying towards the sunrise, and my heart's as cold as stone. Can we go back to the night when we made love and then got high? Before you had to dry all the tears I made you cry. 'Cause there was no way I could see that our last words would be an echo of my last apology.
Nice change of pace from that Teague Brothers song. We got to step back and be a little lovey-dovey, nice
yes,
and slow.
Yes, man, exactly.
They brought the feels with that one. Yeah, his voice sounds phenomenal in this tune. I really like the nylon guitar, I think is what it is. I couldn't really tell, but they've got these, you know, just kind of like real tight, not a whole lot of reverb sounds on the guitars. And they have like a little hook that the guitars do in unison coming out of the chorus. And that was stuck in my head for like 3 days after they sent me that song a couple weeks back. So really excited to share that song with you guys. Western Express is definitely a band that should be on your radar if you aren't already listening to them. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to pick it up with another nice and pretty one from an artist we've talked about a handful of times on here. I love this dude's style. I'm talking about Jacob Stelly and his new single, Sweet Irene.
Oh, yeah.
he's killing it. Like, he's found this pocket where it's just these pretty songs and his voice just goes so well. There's so many times whenever I hear an artist or even myself as a songwriter, like trying to write in a certain style that I'm feeling that day. And it's just like, man, my voice just doesn't do this, you know? And that's probably why country music works the way it does. Cause you know, you can write a song and get somebody with that voice to sing it. But Jacob knows what his voice does and he does it really, really well. It's like a nice chill slow dance song or, you know, sitting around. And then another thing about that song that I really liked was the artwork. So I guess that's not the song itself.
I know. I like that too. I noticed that.
It was real pretty. I dug that a lot. And then the last one for me this week is called 50 in the Fast Lane by Garrett Bradford.
That's a Helen. That's a Miss Helen song right there. I love it.
That was like a damn country song. I loved it. Yes. It's like when I was listening to it, I was like, you could take the fiddle out of this song and it would still be a damn good country song. Mm-hmm. Just, I don't know, the imagery, you know, going down in the fast lane with the dog. Just beautiful song. So well done.
Yeah, I really, really like that one. That was like, right away. I mean, I listened to it like probably 5 or 6 times. I'm in love with that one too. Yes.
I'm excited to hear more from that guy.
Mm-hmm, for sure. So you want to take a look at the charts?
Yes, ma'am. Let's do it.
Texas country music chart. Josh Ward's number one with Lovin' Where It's Going this week. Aaron Watson's Crash Landing was at number 5 last week, all the way up to number 2. And I mean, it like that thing just came up so fast. Randy Rogers and Wade Bowen with Rhinestone is at number 3. Randall King's Record High is at number 4. And Cody Jinks' All It Cost Me Was Everything is at number 5. And of course, it had already went number 1. Mm-hmm. Texas Regional Radio Report, number 1 this week for the 2nd week in a row is George Navarro with Like You Do. Randy Rogers and Wade Bowen with Rhinestone at number 2. Lovin' Where It's Going, Josh Ward is at number 3. Curtis Grimes' Noah Built a Boat is at 4. And Record High, Randall King is at number 5. I do want to mention that James Land is in the top 10. He's at number 8. Also, our girl Sarah Hobbs is at number 9. Jake Bush is at number 10 with If You Ever Get Lonely. So I just wanted to mention those. They're in the top 10 and they're still cruising on up there. CD Extraction Texas, number 1 this week. And last week was Randy Rogers and Wade Bowen with Rhinestone. Aaron Watson's Crash Landing is at number 2. It was number 5 last week. Randall King's Record High is holding at 3. Josh Ward is holding at 4 with Lovin' Where It's Going. And Cody Jinks, All It Cost Me Was Everything, is at number 5 on this particular chart. Sarah's at 9. Just kind of wanted to mention that.
Yeah.
So yeah, good stuff going on.
She's doing great. Yep.
Yes.
So we got, speaking of good stuff, we got lots of good stuff coming up for the end of the year for you guys. We have, I think we mentioned it 2 weeks ago on our recap. It was in the works, but I can guarantee you that it happened. Something very cool for our little Christmas episode. So you guys can look forward to that. We've also got an episode coming out next week with one of our new and best buds in the Texas scene, Mr. Burner, Nate Burnham.
Poor Nate.
Yeah, we're gonna have to. That's the last time. No, I won't say it anymore. He's probably so sick of that.
No, and it's like I said, if I do it, I claim it. I rolled with it. But yeah, Nate was a great visit. And man, I learned so much about him during that visit. It just like blew my mind.
Yep.
He's amazing. Everybody follow Nate Burnham.
Absolutely. Yes, ma'am. And then we've got all kinds of other cool people coming up like Clay Hollis, Zach Neal. We've got Corliss from what's the radio station she's on?
Corliss is at Maverick in College Station. That's my girl.
Yeah.
Yes.
We got to hang out with her in Dallas, and she's, as you would say, a hoot.
Yes. And Corliss is...
she bought me a quesadilla.
Jeez Louise. That's so nice. What kind of quesadilla?
She's a sweetheart. It was 3 a.m. and I ate it really fast. So honestly, I couldn't tell you, but it was delicious.
Oh, that's when I was struggling back to the hotel with my boots on it. That wine did me in at the after party. I should have not did the wine. I was fine until the wine. But it was a great day. But
I go sometimes.
But let's do mention Corliss and Cook. They have Texas Extravaganza. Did I say it right? Christmas special. But anyway, Corliss has a Christmas special coming out and we're proud sponsors of it. And I would encourage everyone to tune in. I heard a little sample of it. And of course, she and I've been emailing back and forth and visiting, and it's going to be just what you need for your Texas Christmas.
Right on. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. So this weekend, if anybody's looking for something to do in the, I guess, I don't know what you'd call it, like the College Station area, North Houston, out in Anderson, Texas, they've got the Anderson Holiday Fest. That's this Saturday. all kinds of our friends going to be out there. We've got Rick Trevino, Jody Booth, Bree Bagwell, Jason Cassidy, and then Josh Ward goes on at 9 o'clock. We've also got two of our buddies that we've had on the show. Well, one of them we've had, one's coming up, but Kate Watson and Peyton Howie will both be out there playing as well. So that's going to be a whole lot of fun. I think the weather looks nice too. So if you guys are around this area and need something to do Saturday, that's where you should be.
I wish I could go to that. Of course, I have my whole other deal going on, but that is going to be such a fun time. And little Anderson going through there. I'll go through there on my way to Huntsville when I go to see my daughter and son-in-law.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a cute little town. I grew up driving through there, coming out of, I guess, Hempstead, going to the old family property in Normangy, Texas.
Mm-hmm. Don't you love our Texas roots? Don't you just love it?
Yeah,
I just love, I'm such a back road person. And it's like, I don't know, maybe I've told this story before, but I know some people hate it, but you know, I'm just such a dirt road girl. Like when I was going back home, when I would take the kids when they were growing up to go see grandparents or great grandparents in Austin County, I'm like, they're like, Mom, what are you doing? You're getting off Highway 36. Cause I would go that back way on the dirt roads. I said, no, we're taking the dirt roads. Y'all got to experience this. And when I taught them how to drive, I made it a point to take both of them when we would go to visit in Austin County down the same dirt roads that I learned to drive on.
Oh, yeah. I didn't quite learn on the back roads, but I definitely learned how to drive on that road right there in front of the Kenny store when I was probably 13.
Oh, yes.
Me and my grandpa would go drive all the little back roads from Brenham to Belleville down to Sealy and all that stuff. So,
you know, and speaking of the Kenny store, a lot of our, they have really good entertainment. Mm-hmm. We need to work and get ourselves over there to the Kenny store.
We need to get something going.
All my friends go there. All my friends go to Kenny store. I'm sure your family does too, that you still have there. But like,
shit, I used to play dominoes in there whenever it was, they didn't have anything outside.
When it was
and they
old,
had like a little bluegrass band in the corner when I was a kid.
Yes. It's so funny because my friends from Belleville and Sealy, Austin County, they'll call me and they'll say, hey, so-and-so's playing at the Kenny store. I'm like, you better load up and go because that's going to be a good show. They do have great entertainment there.
Yeah, I really wanted to go see Carson Jeffrey out there last, I guess it was Black Friday, so last week, but I didn't end up making it out. I really need to go catch him playing.
Yeah, he was getting to play at his little home venue right there.
Yeah, it was probably crazy. Honestly, that was part of the factor, and I hate that I can include that, but I was like, oh man, Carson Jeffrey's going to pack that place out. It's going to be a madhouse. So, and good for him. Well, you want to tell everybody about what you're doing this weekend?
Yes, and it's an honor what I'm doing. We had a very, very dear friend, and a lot of people, if you fish the Gulf Coast, a lot of you are going to know Captain Jesse Arsola. He was one of the most famous fishing guides along the Texas Gulf Coast. I mean, all the way from here down to south. He was amazing. He passed away of cancer 5 years ago, and he was such a mentor. He was one of those that he wanted, his joy was seeing people catch trophy trout. His joy was seeing those trout released. He was such a person, so responsible on the water, such a good conservative angler, but taught so many people how to fish. Like literally, I've heard stories where he would be out wade fishing and there'd be like another group of guys wade fishing. And he'd like walk over there and ask, what are you throwing? And he'd like give them a corky and say, here, I want you to throw this. Or he'd give them a lure. This is what's going to work. Throw it over there. Sure enough, boom, hook up. So it's his memorial tournament. I'm proud to be the director of it. And we're going to love on his family. We're going to fish in his honor. You have to weigh in at least minimum 6 pound trout. And we do a live weigh-in on one of the reefs going into East Bay. And we do the weigh-in, release the trout. And then we're going back to Matagorda Harbor Bait and Tackle. My dear friends, Mark and Kelly Holland, own that now. And they are such good angler people too. And we're just going to kind of all hang out, do some awards, and then toast to Jesse and share some stories and remember and fish in his honor. It's amazing how this tournament came together because after he passed away, what we did was we all got our boats and went out on a wade and then just kind of hung out. And so one year some people said, hey, let's go fish for Jesse and let's throw in $20 and see, you know, just have a little pot. Yeah. Well, next thing you know, like Sarge with Sarge Rods is like, hey, I'll throw in a rod. And then they're calling me like, Helen, can you like put this tournament together? I'm like, what are you talking about? So it's grown. But main thing, it's just about the way Jesse fished. It's the artificial only, the big trout, and making sure those babies get released. So anyway, say a prayer for me because I lost my Waymaster midweek, but I've got another Waymaster. And it's just, but the main thing, it's about the fishing. And you can tell I'm very passionate about this. I could go on and on. But anybody that's fished the Gulf Coast that's an avid angler knows the name Captain Jesse Arsola, and he's my brother. And I miss him dearly, but we carry on every time I fish, I think about Jesse every time. There were so many times he would take me to the side. He'd say, I want you to walk with me. Walk with me over here. We'd be wade fishing. He'd say, I want you to throw right there. He did that with hundreds of thousands of people.
Man, that's crazy.
Yeah, he was awesome. And he was funny.
Sounds like a hell of a guy.
He had the biggest smile. Oh my gosh, he had the biggest smile. His wife, Mary Kay, is going to be here. The family's going to be here. So it'll be a family reunion. And it'll be nice to see all our fellow anglers. And anyway, I know I'm taking up a lot of time talking about it.
No, it's cool.
It's a cool thing.
It looks like I was saying, it looks like y'all are going to have pretty good weather for it too, huh?
It's going to be great. The year before, well, we didn't fish it 2020, but 2019, when we fished it, we had high pressure. Hmm. And to catch a 6-pound trout that day, it just didn't work out.
Right.
So now that was totally like, because I'm always like, I don't care if it's high pressure. I don't care if the tide's not moving. I can catch a fish, but literally it does because they feel like they're full. Yep. But anyway, we've got great fish activity, great tides and currents for Saturday. And these guys and gals that fish this, they're going to catch some big trout. So I kind of love this being the cheerleader and being on the sidelines and directing the tournament, not fishing it, because it's just like it brings joy to me knowing what Jesse represented and then seeing what all the anglers are doing and then having them come in and we do the live weigh-in. I'll have to send you some videos. It's a cool thing.
For sure. I'm sure we'll share some stuff on social medias and whatnot. That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a lot of fun on Saturday, but it would be nice to be down there fishing.
Oh, yes. You'll be fine.
I was going to say, I need to get me and my dad down there and we'll enter the next tournament.
I know. Y'all should come. Yep. You got to come back, Kyle. You just have to.
Oh, I will come back without a doubt. There's no question about that. But whether or not we're catching fish is the real question there.
Yeah. Catching fish or catching a buzz.
Yeah.
I think there's a song about that.
Probably so.
Anyway.
I would not doubt it.
But anyway, this last month has been great. And with the podcast and so many people reaching out and we're just booking up and getting out there and finding good music. And just, I'm enjoying making so many friends that we're networking with. And like, literally like everybody that's on our podcast or that's networked with us or that we've come across is like, that's our friends. We're all, you know, we're all in this together. So.
Absolutely. I love it. This is so much fun.
Oh, wait. And now I have to brag on you. So Kyle exceeded your goal and now my Kyle's going to be in the studio and I just can't wait to hear your music. I know you've been working hard, writing some stuff. I've heard little tidbits, but I am so super excited for you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It was hard work. The fundraiser was totally paid off and it was totally worth it. And I am very glad that it's over and I finally get to move on and actually start going to cut some songs, you know, but yeah, I met the goal. It exceeded my expectations. I'm still kind of reeled about it. It's very surprising and very humbling at the same time. So, yep, I get to go make some music now.
Okay, we're ready for it. Everybody loves Kyle. Yeah.
I feel the love.
Okay. Well, sun's going down. I got my little
cocktail
now. So, cheers.
Around
Chicago's way. Well, the wine did flow, my ass did show, my past I gave away. And with a heavy tongue, she knew where I was from. As she left, I dare to say, well, you can go to hell. Hell, I'll go to Texas. I've had my fill of every place but home.